buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
Oh my God, I don't know where to start. Hello out there, everyone in internet land. Welcome to our humble abode. Look around, have a seat, grab a drink, stay a while, maybe an hour or so. Yes, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's episode 145, we're going to give you the skinny on some hot new video game news, like a Left 4 Dead expansion that lets you choose who lives or dies.
Really?
Yeah, Bill's going to survive in my world. Yeah, you didn't know about this?
No.
I've got news for Kyle. And more steamy news coming to us in the form of Portal 2 co-op information.
Sweet.
Yeah, Harmonix provides Rock Band 3 setlist information. Music to your grabby little ears. There's like 38-something songs. And they basically, we'll talk about it in a minute, because Harmonix actually confirmed a bunch of these tunes. I've got a Google tablet in the works. It looks to be awesome, except that it is released by Verizon. Why I think vendor lock-in is dumb. And putting the power of the sun in your mouth with solar toothbrushes.
Oh, I thought it was going to be solar toothpaste. Like,
this is a bright idea, I'm thinking. Get it? It's a... And a not-so-bright idea, Facebook follows Twitter, allowing geotagging for their posts. Why, this is a really bad idea for privacy. Don't Twitter or Facebook from your bathroom. There's some information people don't need to know. All that and more on today's awesome, awesome episode, In Your Ear Holes. That Computer Show, episode 145, starts now. Starting to think maybe that health potion before the show wasn't a great idea, guys.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, what do we want to talk about today? Scott Pilgrim. Versus the world.
How about Scott Pilgrim?
Great idea! Okay.
When it comes out, the downloadable game comes out on Wednesday, right?
It comes out for the Xbox on Wednesday.
It's already out for the Xbox.
No, it's already out for the PlayStation 3.
I mean PlayStation.
Yeah, it's out for the PlayStation 3. It's already out. I love it. Already out for PlayStation 3. It's coming out for the Xbox. It has been said it was nominated for the best downloadable content of 2010. Cool. At like E3 or something like that.
I want to buy the graphic novels after seeing the movie.
They're on order. They'll be here in a couple of days.
You just want to see Ramona.
I am in love with Ramona Flowers, ladies and gentlemen. And Justin, you can't have her. I'm going to beat Scott Pilgrim up. I'm just saying. I've never had a movie crush before. Like, ever. So, I get one, right? What? Kyle's got Weird Al.
No.
Who's your... You ever had a movie crush? Ever?
I did when I was a kid.
Who was it?
The girl from the Neverending Story.
Oh, she was hot. She was hot. She was tasty. She's a tasty little biscuit. Yeah, I would have kicked Atreyu's butt, but yeah. I almost had a thing for Marissa Tomei, but she was just a little too New Jersey for me.
Yeah,
but
I was going to tell who the boss was.
No, that's Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano.
Well, she was hot too. And no, Justin, Ramona is not. Okay, here's the thing: Scott Pilgrim versus the World. If you haven't seen it. It is an awesome, fun video game, action-packed pseudo-movie based on a series of, I call them Amera manga. Basically, they're not comic books because they've got kind of that Japanese style of, they cater to girls in a lot of ways. But you won't be gay for reading this because it's Scott Pilgrim. But books have been around for like 8 or 9 years. It's a series of 6 books. So they cast Ramona. The girl that plays Ramona, she's awesome, but she's so much hotter in real life. I'm just saying. It's my girlfriend, man.
There's such a smug look on Steven's face right now.
We need to talk about some other news because I'm starting to blush a little bit. Okay, Left 4 Dead. Not Scott Pilgrim. He's not Left 4 Dead. The game Left 4 Dead. Mm-hmm. Have you ever played that, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
This is actually really, really awesome. The new Left 4 Dead expansion lets you choose who will live or die no matter which game you have. It's downloadable content available for Left 4 Dead or Left 4 Dead 2. Valve revealed today The Sacrifice, a new expansion for the Left 4 Dead series that will be compatible with both the first and second games in the series. Basically, there's a new chapter in the zombie survival saga. No Mercy, the hospital campaign from the first Left 4 Dead, will be updated and included for Left 4 Dead 2 players who can now play through the No Mercy campaign using the new characters.
Cool.
The Sacrifice, which will be out in October, tells the story of the last Left 4 Dead expansion, The Passing, from the perspective of the original game's cast. See, The Passing was released for Left 4 Dead 2. That's the one where you found you met the original characters and one of them died and it was real sad. Now you'll be able to play that from the Bill and Lewis and what is it? Bill, Lewis, Zoe, and Francis.
Ooh.
Yeah. What are you ooing?
What? It'll interrupt the flow of the show if I show you this image.
Oh no. Yeah, show me. Kyle, talk about something for a second while he shows me this. Anyway, so this is really cool Left 4 Dead news. There's actually some other Left 4 Dead news. Oh, that is awesome. It's a Super Mario Brothers filing cabinet. I want that. I really want... Look at that.
Courtesy of Apple Rust.
That's awesome. That needs to go up on the site. Okay, the other Left 4 Dead 2 news. They are going to feature community maps on the Valve servers. So if you get chosen for one of your community maps, everybody can play it. I think that's awesome. And I think that you agree.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm a big fan of Left 4 Dead.
And I'm afraid to click on that link, Chris. I think I've seen that link and I'm afraid to click on it because it will completely distract me for the rest of the show. I'm not going to look. I clicked on it, I turned away. Okay, what else do we have? Rock Band 3. I'll tell you what, Chris, you talk about something.
Super excited.
You talk about something, and I'm going to look at this, whatever this was.
It's terrible. Okay. We've got an interesting story,
yeah,
actually.
That's what
it does tie into the video game segment here. This year, for the first time, a video game will appear on the syllabus of a course required for all students of Wabash College. In order to graduate, they have to take this class, and they have to play Portal. So, yeah, Portal is going to be part of the syllabus for this class.
Are you still there?
The class is called Enduring Questions.
The class is called Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool and interesting class. It's basically, it's a class that asks the students to evaluate what it means to be human. And there's some
whoa,
books they have to read. Yeah, it's some Keanu Reeves style whoa going on there. And one of the professors decided that he wanted to introduce media into this class that was not a book. But it's the game kind of ties in with a book. The students will read some sections of Goffman's Presentations of Self, that's the name of the book, and then play through Portal. And they tie in together.
Oh, so. My God. Speaking of Portal, Kyle, you need to click on the link that I just sent you. Oh, my God, I want to play this right stinking now.
Steven, we have a radio show we're doing. You can't play video games right now.
Why not?
At least wait.
Oh, my God, look at what he just did with the little Portal guy. Just went shooting.
Wait, hey, Portal. Portal takes precedence over radio show.
Okay, this is, okay. Portal 2 is a video game. We just talked about Portal. Portal 2 takes place long time in the future, but they're including a co-op version.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. And we're going to link to this. I don't know if you can. Can the audience hear this? Can they hear what we're doing right now?
I'm not sure.
No,
I don't think so.
Listeners, somebody send me an IM if you can hear this, the music of what we're playing. This is the Portal 2 co-op trailer. We're going to link to it. But just watch. Look at them.
Yeah, one's a sentry.
They look like the little...
It's like
guns.
Mutt and Jeff. Yeah.
One's Except one of them's fat.
One's a sentry and one's a personality sphere.
Okay, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Look at what he's doing.
That's quite interesting use of physics there.
Wow.
So.
Okay, what we're talking about is in Portal 2, the co-op version, you don't play as a person. You play as
a bot.
Literally a robot from one of the components of the Aperture Science facility with arms and legs soldered on, basically. And you are a robot. And you have to work with the other teammate. And, it looks like they couldn't hear us. Okay, good. My gosh, it's awesome. We're going to put a link up. If you go to Kotaku.com, you can actually get to the trailer. I believe it's featured on GameTrailers.com. But it's awesome. And the other piece of news
is... When does it come out? Do you know?
Aha! Portal 2... I was just getting ready to say that. Portal 2, delayed from a 2010 release, won't be until 2011.
Aww.
February 9th.
And...
Right after Christmas.
I'm about to cry.
Well, why are you going to cry?
Because it's not coming out this year.
I would rather it be right.
It's already right.
I would rather it be writer.
Okay.
Or rightist. Not Rite Aid.
I'm still sad.
Yeah, but I'm so excited. I'm wondering if I could get Mary Elizabeth to play this one. Wonder if because I'll be the short one, she can be the tall one. Or I don't really care either way. She didn't want to play. So yeah, Left 4 Dead, Portal 2, Scott Pilgrim is awesome. What else do? Oh, the Rock Band 3 stuff. Do we even really care about Rock Band 3?
Yes.
Really? Does
I care.
Chris, do you care?
Isn't it the same game as Rock Band 2?
Pro mode.
Harder than it should
be. It's got an extra instrument.
It's got a couple extra. It's got the new guitar that has a full range of frets for pro mode.
That's kind of cool.
Can't you hook in a MIDI instrument?
Yes.
So you could actually hook your keyboard up to it?
They're actually putting out a real electric guitar. Doubles as a real guitar and a controller for the game.
Oh my crap!
That's pretty cool too.
Balls, B-52s, Rock Lobster, Beach Boys, Good Vibrations, Blondie, Heart of Glass. Don't make me sing Blondie.
Too late.
Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up. Can you just imagine us doing reggae in the store?
Stand up.
David Bowie, Space Oddity.
Cool.
Smoke on the Water, Whip It.
Devo, sweet.
Who else?
Whip.
Echo and the Bunnymen, Killing Moon, Faith No More, Filter. Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Oh wow.
Flaming Lips, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1.
Oh, that I love that freaking song.
Yeah, yeah. Huey Lewis in the News, Power of Love. I can finally be like Michael J. Fox. We can turn it to 11. You remember that?
Yes.
It's
yeah. The whole
James Brown, I Feel Good. Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction.
Oh, it's a great song.
I Love Rock and Roll. Freebird. Oh, we can finally sing Freebird. People can stop lighting.
Oh, no.
It'll be the new
Eye of the Tiger.
Gosh. Yeah. Crazy Train, Sister Christian. Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Oh, that's such a
No, I mean, really,
song.
You're freaking me out. Don't Stand So Close to Me.
This right here is like a playlist of my most favorite songs of all
Jerry
time.
Jerry was a race car driver from
Oh,
Primus.
My gosh.
Yes. Bohemian Rhapsody, Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows, Du Hast. Eric will be excited. Oh, my God! I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones.
I Want to Be Sedated.
Ba, 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 ba. Oh, I'm really excited right now. Okay.
Wow.
Walking on the Sun, Living in America, In the Meantime by Space Hog. I'm breaking out in a sweat. I'm so excited.
It's the health potion.
It probably is.
His heart is about to explode, ladies and gentlemen.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I Need to Know. I just heard myself say, oh my God. Here I Go Again from Whitesnake. I Can See for Miles by The Who. It makes me want to build. You remember the Boxcar Derby commercial that they did this with? It was like a Hummer commercial or a Range Rover or something. And the kid builds a boxcar, but instead of like following the track, he builds like the Hummer, and he goes through the track. He just like skips it all. Radar Love.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Amy Winehouse, Rehab, some other cool stuff. Man, I am so in.
I'm excited right now.
Release date.
Oh, crap. I don't remember. I don't know. Can you look it up while I'm freaking out? I closed the window.
Yeah.
I don't know when it is. I'll look it up. Rock Band. Google is my friend. Rock Band 3. Actually, I don't know if Google is my friend. I'm kind of mad at them right now. October 26, 2010.
Why are you mad at Google?
I'm mad at Google because they are dating Verizon.
No, they're not, actually.
They are. They are. They just don't want to tell anybody about it. They're like don't want their parents to get mad.
I actually think that you'd be surprised. Google's position on net neutrality is
I'm not talking about net neutrality. I'm talking about the new Google tablet.
But you can put Google Android on just about anything.
Okay. The Google tablet looks to be awesome. And it's going to be launching on November 26th, and it does, let me send you the link, it looks to be awesome. there's only one catch. Actually, there's probably more than one catch, but there's only one catch that we're going to talk about right now. It's coming Black Friday, November 26th, on Verizon. I don't use Verizon. Why are you going to put an awesome piece of technology that I might actually use
on a crappy carrier?
On a crappy carrier. And that's why I'm mad at Google. That's my anger right now. Because I don't use Verizon.
I don't think it's Google's fault. I think
it is Google's fault. And said, oh. No, it is Google. They have the choice. They could have said, we're going to release this on every major platform, including AT&T, whatever. Okay, that is all for the first segment of That Computer Show. I'm going to go do some jumping jacks to try and work off some of this energy. When we return, we're going to tell you about John Stewart's easy-to-understand net neutrality rant. Net neutrality is good? Yes, net neutrality is good. A nanotech tea bag purifies waters for pennies. Waters? Water? Pure, whatever. New dating site caters to ugly people. There's jokes, and I'm not going to make them. I won't be on there, neither will Ramona. And is anyone really going to see Piranha in 3D?
What?
No. You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment 2 will start in mere minutes.
We're going to do it like this.
$5 foot long.
It's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong.
Kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Dog kids, skinny kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love
Armor hot dogs.
And dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go. When kids fight dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs!
Armor hot dogs!
The dog kids love to bite!
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. And that's why I wear one.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Please call 1-800-592-3388 for free information about Life Alert. That's 1-800-592-3388. Don't delay. Call us now at 1-800-592-3388. That's 1-800-592-3388.
It's the Onion Radio News. A vending machine snack fails to deploy. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Culverton, Oklahoma poultry processor Earl Mayhew wanted a Mr. Eddie bar during his 10-minute break from a busy morning of pulling the lungs out of chickens. But after depositing the correct change and pressing the letter B and the number 8, the treat failed to drop.
I didn't like that one bit. It just sort of hung there on that little wire spiral. What budge?
Mayhew then alerted the plant manager, who hauled off and slugged the side of the machine as hard as he could, but the candy bar remained stuck. Experts have been called in to stand around the machine and discuss the situation. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And we're back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. And I just want to say, Ramona, this one's for you.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Just
okay,
wow.
Just leave this on. It's really good. If you haven't seen the movie, you need to see it just because it's, even if you're not a big video game, it's awesome. Did you like it?
The movie?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I loved it.
Have you taken your girlfriend to see it yet?
We went separately for good reason.
Because she didn't want you to stare at Ramona. Is she going to kick your butt?
No, that's no.
Yeah, that's why.
So
she saw. Has she seen it?
Yeah, she loved it.
She like, oh, yeah. It's good. It's such a good movie. Okay.
Oh, great. Points.
I know, right? Oh, it's only $2.40. It's not even enough for bus fare. See, she even paid for his bus fare. How nice of a girl is that? If you don't know what we're talking about. The only thing I'm going to say is you cannot skip the boss battle dialogue no matter how hard you try. I love it. Okay, Piranha 3D. Have you guys heard about this movie?
What?
Exactly. It's a movie in 3D about giant piranhas that are underground and that are released and then unleashed on an unsuspecting beach of like Spring Breakers or some crap. It's.
I did a Google search for it and Google just said no, no, no.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time searching for this movie because it is stupid. Piranhas will bite your crotch if you go watch this film.
In 3D. That's actually the secret of the what?
No! Kyle!
Oh, Kyle, I hate you. Oh, look, it's Kyle time. Okay. Anyway.
Apple Rust, you should be ashamed.
You should be ashamed. It's not gonna help. Although I'm a little dizzy now. Yeah,
it says,
Piranha's in 3D.
Piranha is
really?
Going to be showing in Colombia on theaters everywhere. Don't go see it.
Like, why? Who cares? It's,
well,
I'm pretty sure I saw this movie on the Sci-Fi Channel in not 3D.
Wait, Christopher Lloyd's in this?
Oh, he's Christopher Lloyd will be in anything
like
at this point.
I like Christopher Lloyd.
I do too, but he's not Doc Brown. He's some,
I know.
Damn. Damn, where is that boy? Okay, how about a dating site that caters to ugly people? And I'm really not actually being a jerk when I say that. Like,
last night, I was bored and hit the stumble upon button a couple of times and stumbled upon somebody posted a video from one of those 80s video dating services. Every single one of those people should have been in this particular dating service you're talking about. Especially the guy with the glasses that were as big around as his head.
That was Bill Gates. The creator of the uglybugball.co.uk said the British dating site is the world's first to cater exclusively to people who, quote, weren't blessed with great looks. Howard James of London said the dating site for the aesthetically challenged excludes anyone who is overtly pretty or attractive. The sad fact that... This is horrible! It's a sad fact that up to half of the UK is made up of ugly people.
Aww.
Yet amazingly, nobody has ever thought of providing a dating service for them, James said. Some of these will be moderately ugly, but others will have fallen from the ugly tree and hit every branch on their way down.
I can't believe someone...
James said nearly 1,500 people have joined the site since it went live on Monday. I'm actually going to go to this website right now. Oh my God! This has got to be a gag. This can't be real.
What's the URL? I typed in something different, and I have to probably clean my computer now.
No, here, okay.
Don't go to uglypeople.com.
Yeah.
No.
Well, she's not that unattractive. She's kind of cute in an I'm an angry girl sort of way. But those other people...
I love the 50% of the people are ugly. 35% are okay.
Only 15%.
I think the person who made this pie chart is pretty superficial.
This is horrible. I wonder... Wow.
Oh, Lindsay, sweetheart. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh, my. Closing that. Hey, did you know that Wyclef Jean was...
Oh, Andy in Cardiff. I didn't even know that, like, the mullet was allowed in the United Kingdom. I thought they would, like, hang you for such badness.
Draw and quarter you, actually. Shave and draw and quarter you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I want to try and change the subject because I still have food in my stomach. Wyclef Jean, you know, from the
I'm
Fugees.
I'm bookmarking this just out of pure entertainment
we need
value.
We need to link to this from the... Oh, my God.
I told you. Scroll down. Scroll down until you see Andy from Cardiff. Cardiff there. Poor guy. Just come on.
Okay.
This has got to be a joke.
Okay. But you remember the Fugees, right? Ready or not? Here, with Fugees?
I know who Wyclef Jean is. Yeah.
He's been trying to run for president.
Of Haiti.
Of Haiti, yeah. Well, he is not on the list of their presidential candidates. Yeah. The presidential bid by the 40-year-old singer, songwriter, and international celebrity has triggered widespread enthusiasm in his poor... Like, people love this guy. And I do, too. I mean, you listen to him sing. But... he is not on the list as I speak, said the electoral official, who is a member of the country's Provisional Electoral Council. He asked not to be identified. We'll just call him Joel. Joel said that, he has not met several legal requirements, but he wouldn't really say much past that. There was no immediate comment from Jean, who earlier this Thursday met President René Préval in Port-au-Prince. Haiti is one of the poorest states in the Americas. They are still struggling to recover from a magnitude 7 earthquake.
Now, keep in mind, not state as in like American state.
No, state as in country.
Country in the American region, like North America, South America, and the North American Isles.
Yeah. I'm not a candidate who will promote violence, Jean told Reuters on Wednesday, although he said that he'd gone into hiding after receiving death threats. He said he's trying to fulfill the residency requirement. He's trying to fulfill the requirements. I think he's serious. I don't think that this is a just a stunt. I think he really cares because he's Haitian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he may be Haitian American though.
It raises a whole nother question about celebrities running for office. But
look at the governor.
Look at
Reagan.
Yeah, I mean Reagan did it.
What was that fat Republican guy who used to be on TV? He was a great actor, but
I don't know who you're talking about.
He was a little too GOP for the GOP.
I don't remember, but I know you're talking about somebody that's real. I just don't remember who. But I mean, it's not new.
Thankfully, his name has dropped off my the lexicon.
I mean,
my mind.
It's very frequent that people identify with celebrity. Of course, you know it raises a question. Should someone be in office because they are a celebrity? You know, who's to say that a celebrity, because all a celebrity in many cases does is they're good at being celebrities. That doesn't mean that they are wise or can run a country. Something tells me that Wyclef Jean has a head on his shoulders. I don't know, but I wish him luck. I think it'll be good for the country.
Also, something interesting I stumbled upon, I think I hit this on Thursday. You guys may have heard of Justin Bieber. He's this he's this guy. I don't know.
Didn't he get hit in the face with a water bottle?
Something like that.
Okay.
And the only thing
he's
I know
he's
about
he's a kid musician. Like he's like the Disney generation.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a
Hannah Montana
teeny pop star kind of guy and. He did this whole thing about 2 weeks ago where he posted on his Twitter a phone number for somebody who...
I saw a video of the guy whose phone number got posted.
He's what did he do?
Constantly receiving phone calls.
Yeah, poor guy.
Somebody, Justin Bieber put somebody's phone number on his
Twitter.
Yeah, because he...
And that person got blown up.
Did something mean to Justin Bieber's friend or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's mature.
It's a bunch of, it's a bunch of teenage drama. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, this...
I hope he geotagged it.
I'm not talking about Justin Bieber anymore, other than the fact that if you take a Justin Bieber song and stretch it by 800%, then...
Now, stretching, for the audience, stretching is slowing it down without changing the pitch.
Yes,
there's time, resampling time magic that goes on. And
it's actually a quantum synthesis.
Oh, quantum, yes. So... Al and Sam have something to do with it. It's quantum leap synthesis.
You use a granular algorithm that breaks it down into...
Anyway.
It's the only thing you can do to a Justin Bieber song, apparently, to make it listenable by the average public.
It sounds like something that would be...
It sounds like Enya or you know, the soundtrack. A lot of people have said that have posted on that, this board said that it sounds like, you know, would be great for video game music.
Yeah.
The interesting bit about this, it was actually posted in a Reddit forum. There's a little hoax that this music was actually attributed to Photon Wave Orchestra, is what they... It's actually a kind of a hoax band. It was basically Bieber songs slowed down by 800%. So if you go to photonwaveorchestra.bandcamp.com, you can see their hoax page, and you can also listen to this track if you go to I guess it's on a service called SoundCloud. So
I mean, their work is great. They should do more. The orchestra, I mean.
Yeah, slow down these songs. A lot of people have commented that it's the only way to listen to a Justin Bieber song is to slow it down by 800%.
Wow.
And it does. It's kind of got a nice, creepy, ambient music sound going on.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Because when I listened to it, I was like, "Dude, that's awesome."
Yeah. So Firefox 4 Beta 4 is coming out on Monday.
That's cool.
Some pretty cool features going to be in Firefox 4. That
it's got the 2D acceleration thing, right?
2D acceleration built in, multi-touch, which is really cool for those that have a multi-touch display and are running Windows 7. Apparently. Canonical says that Ubuntu's multi-touch drivers are going to work, and multi-touch will be completely up and running and functional across all applications, including Firefox, by the next major release in, October?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so.
So that pretty much leaves the Apple platform out as, like, not having a full-on multi-touch browser right now.
Oh.
Apparently, Safari is going to be supporting multi-touch and WebKit browsers and Chrome and all that stuff, but that's not for a while. The interesting bit of news here is Microsoft, for quite a while, has been touting that IE9 is going to break all the rules, it's going to be great, it's going to have GPU-accelerated web, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, it's going to, you know, turn into a plane and fly you there.
I don't care.
But IE9 is not scheduled to go on beta until September, where you can actually go to the Firefox website right now, go to Mozilla.com and select beta, and you can actually download the Beta 3. Beta 4 will be out on Monday. And you can play around with these features and see how fast things like Google Maps runs with these features turned on.
Interesting.
So it basically, people have asked, well, why do I need a GPU-accelerated web?
Because it's fast and cool.
Well, the web is no longer, you know, pictures and text. It's map applications. It's video games built into a web browser. It's video chat. It's,
yeah, like Battlestar Galactica. Of course, I think that's going to be 3D.
I mean, all this great media that would normally benefit from your video card are stuck in a web browser. This basically breaks that barrier and allows these things to take advantage of your video card. Unless, of course, you're browsing the web on a, you know, 5-year-old compact desktop with built-in integrated video, like S3 Verge or something.
Yeah. But then there's actually a plan to have you deported. We're not going to go into that. It's politics. But
did you hear about the...
Valpak.com? Yeah, I did.
The Trojan infected system that's implicated in the Span Air crash?
No.
I did hear about IBM handing out malware-stuffed USB drives at their security conference, but no, I didn't hear about
it. Spanair flight JK5022 crashed with 172 people on board.
Holy.
After taking off from Madrid's Baidres Airport on August 20th, 2008. Only 18 people survived the crash, and...
Because it had the virus?
It's speculated that it was because the... There were several problems in the plane that the computer of the plane should have reported errors that the pilots would have been able to see. The flaps and the slats were not in the position appropriate for takeoff. The computer would have normally alerted the pilots to this and even corrected for it. However, the computer was infected with a Trojan. So there are two men that are being held... Possibly manslaughter charges for these two guys.
Wow. So, for that, virus so. Equals very yes. It's bad, man. It's bad out there, man. I mean, when IBM is handing out infected flash drives at a security conference.
Wow. It's probably why Intel bought McAfee.
Yeah, because it's they actually were quoted as saying something to the effect of, we're not making enough money selling CPUs, and security is the new big market. Jerks. Okay, that is all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We'll be back after the break with some more world-changing news. Stay tuned and sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Hello, I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. I'm a conduit of the ancient forces of nature. You're no doubt wondering, hey, Shatner, how do I hurl bolts of lightning? Simple. Get World of Warcraft, dog. You can be anyone you want. I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. What's your game?
World of Warcraft, the number one online game. Try it for free at warcraft.com.
Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
Well, when a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Junior for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the PK value menu.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
tables for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
K-E-L-L, oh, the big red letters stand for...
the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Oka pudding's yes, sorry.
It's the Onion Radio News. A company you've never heard of wants to reward you for your good credit. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Regent Financial Services, a Tampa-based company you've never heard of, is so impressed with your responsible spending and timely credit card payments that it wants to reward you with a gold Visa card. According to the unfamiliar firm's unsolicited letter to you, which is sitting unopened on your kitchen table, you have maintained an outstanding credit rating and deserve to move up to a higher spending limit with a lower rate of interest. Despite an enthusiastic closing request to, quote, sign up and go gold, a spokesman for you confirmed that you remain $8,000 in debt on your current Visa card and should throw the letter away. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
I don't want to talk because I want to listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some terrible, terrible news. Looks like Mary Elizabeth Winstead is not on Twitter.
Aw.
I searched. I haven't checked Facebook yet. I just want to say for the record, I'm not a stalker.
Yet.
Yeah. But I do want to talk about something that really has me bothered with a capital B for base. Oh, that was pretty good right there. Geotagging. Twitter, with a lot of Twitter apps, you tweet about something like, you know, hey, I'm pooing. You can Twitter, and it'll geotag. It'll basically put the longitude and latitude of where you are when you made that Twitter. You're gonna need to turn it down because it's getting distracting. But don't turn it all the way off because I like it. So basically, you think about this. Chris could be okay. Say you're tweeting at your place, and someone sees your tweet that doesn't like you so much that they want to beat you in the face. They now have GPS location of where you poop. Does that sound like a good idea?
I usually like to poop alone.
Yeah, but if you Twitter about it,
I think if you Twitter about pooing,
well, what if you're not okay? Maybe what if you Twitter about the book you're reading?
Okay, if the one thing I do take into the bathroom with me when I do poo is my phone, because it's like I have a
we just went there.
I have an e-reader on my phone.
You read a book. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And solitaire. It's like, oh, I just need a black 7. Black 7.
Stop right there. Stop right there. What are you doing? Okay.
Man, I need a red 2. No,
the news
or
here.
Or some toilet paper.
The news here is, oh my God. The news here is that Facebook is starting to follow suit. Their iPhone app and some others. You can now geotag your Facebook status update. My problem with that is Facebook's getting a lot of people in trouble. Like, do you know how many people have broken up because of pictures that were posted on Facebook?
Probably quite a few.
A lot. So what happens if you say...
I have a funny Facebook story. And it did get this one friend of a friend...
A friend of a friend. Okay.
Posted
a friend of a friend.
That her recent ex-boyfriend had a...
I'm afraid of what you're going to say right now.
Less than adequate in that area of his anatomy. And so to get her back, he hacked her Facebook account, the boyfriend did, and posted a picture of her.
Oh, my. There are children listening to this show.
It was bad.
Oh, my. It was as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Wow.
The point is, if you... Okay, let's say... now, I'm trying to think of, like... Well, it really is going to get dishonest, people. But let's say you call in sick to work because you really have to go see Scott Pilgrim versus the world. No one in their right mind is going to fault you for that, right? Except for, like, evil corporate business. So then you Twitter or Facebook, you know, in line or, oh, I'm feeling so sick. I feel terrible. I'm glad I stayed home from work today, ... And the geotag is... the front row of the movie theater.
You're screwed.
I'm just saying, this is a bad idea.
All we need now is the webcams on all phones taking pictures as soon as you Twitter or Facebook, so there's a picture.
My phone
of you.
Already geotags every image if I have it turned on.
Yeah, I turn that sucker off.
Wow. I have it on because, I mean, I want to know where I was when I took that picture.
I'm not a dishonest person, but there are. I don't want people to know intimate details about me, like where
then
I go to the bathroom.
Don't post that information.
Well, but I'm not. But if I, what if John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith, his Facebook is my Facebook too, you know, uploads a picture of his daughter's birthday or something, and some crazy evil pedophile monster demon guy comes across it and says, "Oh, look, there's a, I know where their backyard is now. I can stalk them." Does that make anybody warm and fuzzy? I don't think so.
I'm glad I don't have a smartphone.
Have a smartphone, and I don't understand.
I'm glad I have the freedom. You don't understand how that might be a concern?
I can understand if you put it that way, yes. But I mean, if there is that kind of person out there.
But there are those kind of people out there.
And I'm saying if those kind of people are out there,
yeah.
This technology, whether it exists or not, those people are still going to be bad people.
Well, yeah, they are. But
Ramona, if you're listening, do not download this. Steven will find you.
I'm not going to do that.
I think you're being a little too paranoid.
No, I'm really not. There are times, like if I'm at that computer store, I would geotag something to be like, "Hey, we're doing a lock-in and we're killing zombies and it's awesome." Geotag. But you know, there are times and places when privacy is important. And
I would just turn the geotagging off if you're trying to be private.
If you're technologically savvy enough to do that, but if you're not, like my mom would just willy nilly just geotag everywhere. I'm just saying, there is great potential for misuse. I don't think that geotagging should be used willy-nilly. I think it should be used responsibly and with clean underwear. But in unrelated news, the Spy Stick lets you steal data from any iPhone. Have you seen this thing?
Mm-mm.
It is a USB flash drive with one purpose. It is designed to interface with an iPhone to download text messages, voice memos,
but an iPhone photos, doesn't have a USB port.
Geo-tracking information, and web searches.
How does it interface with an iPhone if you don't have a USB port?
If you plug it into a Windows PC that has an iPhone connected to it, it'll automatically pull all the data. So you also need a computer. Like, let's say you snag somebody's iPhone, plug it in, and then plug in this flash drive. It will suck it all down.
Cool.
Yep. Well, actually not cool because it's illegal and in violation.
What if you want to do that? Like, it's your phone and you want to back up all that data.
Well, then it's cool.
Okay.
But I think it's probably less cool if you're a bad guy looking to steal, like, your stuff. Or actually someone else's stuff, because if you're the bad guy in your stuff, you're backing it up. Anyway, the USB Spy Stick. And Apple has apparently been trying to plug a lot of the exploits in their iOS, but not happening fast enough. Is this a picture of Darth Maul marrying R2-D2 to someone else?
Have you heard about
Valpak.com? Yeah, familiar with that.
NCSoft getting sued for making Lineage 2 too addictive.
Yeah, a guy wants 20,000 hours of his life back or some BS like that.
All right. Lineage 2 player Craig Smallwood probably has more problems than being addicted to Lineage 2. Craig Smallwood is suing the publisher for $3 million because he found himself playing Lineage 2 for 20,000 hours over a period of 5 years. At times, his average play session would persist for over 11 hours, crippling his life and ability to function.
Hmm.
You know, it's got a, you know, an X somewhere. You can just exit the application. You can escape, quit.
This is an interesting story because there is strong evidence that the coin-operated video game industry, for years, specifically designed their games to basically get you to keep putting quarters in it. I mean, that they designed the games to, like, put you to a point where you're gonna die, but you think you might live. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did this with the boss battles. You couldn't beat a boss with one character. Like, the chances of beating it with one character, like, astronomical. So, we know that this activity, I mean, this goes on everywhere. People make drinks yummy, so you'll drink them more. People well,
but
make
a video
TV shows.
Game, a video game is supposed to be fun. Right? But if it's so fun that you can't tear yourself away from it, is that bad?
Well, potentially.
Is it the video game's fault for being too fun? Is it?
I think this guy's suit is ludicrous. I think it's silliness. But I like
one of the first comments on Slashdot pertaining to this article. It's called the chicken and egg problem. Do you have no life because you played this video game?
Right. Or do you play this video game?
Or do you play this video game because you have no life?
Right. Well, you know, we talked about earlier today, a lot of our friends that are military personnel play a butt ton of World of Warcraft. And the question has to be asked, well, you know, why are they playing World of Warcraft? It's because they have downtime. I mean, it's a valid question. And, you know, we've talked about on the show in the past, you know, internet addiction and things like that. And certainly some people are going to gravitate towards games more and have less control over them. And games are designed to get you to play them. But suing for 20,000 hours of your life back is
stupid.
Yeah, it's frivolous and ludicrous.
Did you know our moon was shrinking?
I hear it was cold.
Well, it's they discovered using some high resolution imagery that there are these cliffs. They're called lobate scarps, which kind of sounds like an alien form.
I am lobate scarps, leader of the Garzon.
Yes.
My buddy Lobate.
I can jump 9 meters high and several kilometers long. So they find these raised cliffs and these geological patterns that show that sometime fairly recently, like within the last billion years, that the moon shrank.
Hmm.
Now, granted, it only shrank about 100 meters or so.
And this isn't the kind of thing that it's like, holy crap, the moon's...
Yep, it's not going to shrink... out of existence, but it's sort of like if you were to
despicable me.
If you had a fruit, and you poked a hole in it, and pulled some of the juice out, how the skin would wrinkle. It's exactly like that. They suspect that the interior of the moon, which not unlike hot caramel, sort of cooled a little bit.
You know what happened?
And the hard candy shell on the outside.
Galactus poked it with a straw.
Your moon is tasty.
Yep. He just took just a little sip. That's what it was. Did you know that you can play StarCraft 2 on Linux?
Really?
Interesting. Yep. I got an article here from RetroHive. I'm going to go ahead and give this to Leviticus so he can post it. Basically, it is detailed instructions on how to get StarCraft 2 to install and run in Ubuntu or play on Linux. It cool. will run slower on Linux than Windows for various reasons, blah, 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 but there are some ways to compensate that. And in unrelated news, ATI has released...
Yeah, open source drivers.
Open source 2D and 3D drivers for the 5000 series video cards. In an unrelated piece of news, XFX, video card manufacturer, has released a single-width ATI 5770 video card.
Sweetness.
So if you have a small form factor or nano ITX motherboard, like the new Asus one that's coming out that supports the 6-core, or a Shuttle SN78, the problem you've had is you can't put a modern video card in it because they're all double width. Finally, the 5770 is fast, man. It's not as fast as a 5850. It's not as fast as a 5890, but it's fast. It's faster than the 4850, which is still enough to run just about any game at max settings if you have enough RAM and a fast enough processor. So three pieces of really interesting video gaming news. So if you were to take a Shuttle, put Linux on it, install a 5770, and get it all... Like, you see how that all comes together? Then Mary and I could play StarCraft in Linux. Just saying. Mm-hmm. See how I did that? See how I did that, Justin? Because she's my girlfriend, not yours. Anyway, I was on TV the other day, and we were talking about viruses. You remember that? Crickets?
Yeah.
You're on TV?
Not right now, no. But sometimes, Wednesdays.
That's a pretty sexy looking card.
Scareware, you sent me this link, Chris. Mm-hmm. Scareware tries to trick people into, you are wise to lower your defenses. It's basically, we're seeing with a lot of malware, the malware is trying to trick you into uninstalling your antivirus programs.
You don't need the Microsoft or the AVGs or the Norton. It is bad. Uninstall it. We gives you the nice antiviruses. Viruses.
That's actually how it sounds. This is a rogue package called Envy Antivirus.
Envy Antivirus?
Envy Antivirus, yeah.
I want to make Envy Antivape.
Envy?
I want to make
virus.
Auntie antivirus.
Auntie Envy antivirus?
Auntie, yeah.
I want Anti-Envy Antivirus Pro 2010.
Shield Crusher?
Shield Crusher.
It generates a pop-up message suggesting that legitimate apps are uncertified and ought to be removed.
This, yes.
Failure to take action would result in drastically degraded computer performance and... Your bread will go get moldy.
We have all your life.
So don't be a sucker. Don't get taken in.
What's funny is in this article they say there is a grain of truth. Legitimate antivirus packages, by their nature, rely on low level access to the machine.
They do. They're called kernel hooks.
And some of them will, slow the performance of your computer down somewhat. Norton antivirus. And so you need to if you have more than one antivirus program on your computer, it's going to slow your computer down.
You do must, to have to, should, to be careful.
Yes. Pick one good one,
and stick with it,
that you know is good.
Sad, so very, very sad.
What are you doing?
And just one.
Thank you.
So, if you install this, you will be so sad. So very, very sad. Is that the end of the show?
It is, sir.
Holy shnikes, there's so much more to talk about.
That's why I was so sad.
I am so sad. That's all the time.
Apple patenting remotely disabling your jailbreak phones.
Oh, that's all the time we have for this week's That Computer Show.
A faster flash than flash.
We'll be back next week with more That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. Until next week... This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to That Computer Show.
We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think.